The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Drew McKissick. That's a pretty good tip, wasn't it, Mr. Chairman?
That's a pretty amazing tip. You know, it makes me want to go think about waiting tables. It depends on where that guy's going to be there, right?
that's for sure. Well, you know, the owner explained that he did not announce this until just past week. This actually happened like back at the, let's see, June the 12th. But he wasn't sure if it was for real, so he waited until the credit card processing company processed it and it came through before he made the announcement. Now, this customer who wants to remain anonymous has since gone back to the restaurant, and the owner again said, "Are you sure that's what you wanted to do?" And he said, "Absolutely." He said, "I wanted your staff to share in that $16,000." So pretty amazing, huh?
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yep. Well, you know, there are good people around all over the place, you know, no matter how much the news seems bad every day of the week. Sometimes you just have to look hard to find them.
Yep, and you hear stories like this for sure.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I want to talk with you a minute. Last week you sent an email, and I happened to be on your list, and you kind of dressed us down a bit. You talked about some of the split, and this was focusing on the Greenville County Republican Party and the reorganization process. And I'm going to read to you one paragraph. It says, "We don't need divisive comments or conduct that discourages people from being involved in our party. Anyone who wants to spend the next 2 years griping or working to undermine the party or its leadership should step aside." Talk with us about your letter and why you felt the need to send that.
Well, because there has been obvious division there in the party, particularly during and since reorganization process wrapped up. And you know, look, the biennial reorganization process of the party, which we do this every 2 years, just like the Democrats. The whole point of it is to reorganize the party, and you have to ask yourself, well, what is the party? The party is a campaign committee. Our job is to win campaigns. Our job is to promote our platform, nominate candidates who will carry that platform into policy and get them elected. And then the fundamental things that we do to make that happen, we raise money, we identify and organize Republicans, we communicate our conservative message, those three things. Yeah. Anything that is not on that list is a distraction and can keep us from getting our job done, which is, again, actually being able to elect Republicans. We have to win. And what keeps you from winning? Disunity keeps you from winning. You know, you're not going to agree 100% of the time with everybody that you're going to meet at any party meeting or anywhere. I mean, you can get two Republicans together and have three different opinions sometimes. I mean, we've seen that. But the point is, 90-95% of the time, we agree on everything that's in the platform. We might disagree on the priority at any given point in time. But the one thing that we know for sure is that if we are disunified, we lose. And if we lose, nobody gets anything that they want. And the whole purpose of being involved in here is to elect candidates. And the best example I can point to is the first congressional district back in 2018. Mark Sanford lost his primary. He refused to endorse our nominee at that time. There was a split in the party in the Charleston and Berkeley-Dorchester area down into Beaufort. And the result was Joe Cunningham won a congressional race by a couple thousand votes. That's the kind of thing that we cannot afford, either at the congressional level, all the way down to the local level. We have to have unity.
Yep, you're exactly right. And, you know, I've been in that position before many years ago. I was county party chairman in Greenville. And, you know, you have your reorg, you have your county convention, you elect your officers, and then you move forward as a party. Everybody can't win.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you have a race, there's going to be a winner, there's going to be some losers. But, you know, you got to learn from that. Everybody comes together because, as you just said, we have one goal, and that's to elect conservative Republicans to office. And we've got to. It is more important now than ever before that our party be unified.
Absolutely. I'm down here in Charleston right now at the North Charleston Coliseum. Senator Tim Scott's announcing his campaign for reelection today. And he's going to be then up in Columbia later today and with some stuff up in the upstate later this evening. And this is what we're about, winning campaigns. Senator Scott's been a fantastic conservative senator for our state. He has just a unique voice that's able to communicate our conservative principles in a way that's relevant to people. And that's what attracts people to our message, attracts people to our candidates, our campaigns. Right. And going forward and making sure that we can do that and deliver the vote and win is what we're about. If you're doing something that is not a part of that menu, then what you're doing is a distraction. And that was the point of my letter.
Yep. Yep. Well, I hope that I hope people got the message and they understand because we do, you know, reorg, it's done.
That's right.
So let's move on. Let's move on with the officers that we have and with the organization that we have come together and reelect Tim Scott. I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going to have Senator Scott. We'll have Senator Scott on Wednesday for a few minutes on the show to talk about as he's traveling around the state over the next couple of days talking about his reelection. But it's important that we maintain that Senate seat.
And that comes back to organization and infrastructure. And look, in the reorg process this year, we doubled the size of our manpower all across the state. Doubled it.
Yep.
100% gain. That bodes well for 2022, but we have to keep everybody unified.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Look, you got a tough job. I understand it. I appreciate what you do. And be safe out there, and we'll check in again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care. Thanks, Joey.
All right. Sure thing. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party.